Hello, everyone, and welcome into another edition of Tiny Biscuits, the Talking Puck podcast. I'm Tom Callahan. Thank you for joining me. Please follow me on Twitter if you don't already, at Callahan on Air. And in my Twitter bio, there's a link to the Talking Puck Discord. We love having the conversations with you online, offline. We just love talking hockey. Please join. Doesn't cost you anything. And Discord is a great place. And in fact, it's expanding. It's not just for gamers anymore. And it's a cool place where you can share a lot of different ideas. And we hope you can jump on board and be a part of the Talking Puck family. All right, I want to talk about moving forward here. It's interesting in my other life as editor-in-chief for VegasHockeyNow.com, I put together a post taking a swing at what I felt the four, I call them pandemic divisions, will look like when we get back to playing. Because I think we have to agree on, sell ourselves on the idea of there has to be a Canadian division. It really appears at this point, everything, the cases are back on the upswing. COVID-19 is coming back in the United States and countries around the world. It's not just the USA. So let's be clear on that. But it is coming back. This is the second wave. It was predicted. It's happening. We're seeing it. That said, we don't know really how long it's going to last, what it's going to be like. If there's going to be a third wave, I have no idea. I'm certainly not a scientist. But I try to read what they say. I try to listen to the suggestions and the recommendations. And it appears to me one of the recommendations is we're not going to have an open border between the U.S. and Canada, at least until January 1st, if not longer. So I realize the NHL still could start January 1st. I just don't think it's likely. Maybe they're going to start February 1st. But even if the border opens by then, I think that to start, you may see, you won't play a season in a bubble, but you may see regionalized travel. Think maybe more along the lines of Major League Baseball. They tried to regionalize travel. The NFL, though, traveled COVID cases. Major League Baseball traveled COVID cases. NHL bubbled, no COVID cases. NBA bubbled, no COVID cases. So you see where I'm going with this. It's kind of inevitable. But I think it has to have a Canadian division involved with a return to play, no matter when it is. We just don't know if that border is going to be there. It's going to be open, how it's going to work. Seven teams, and this is perfect. Seven teams in Canada own division. That's seven of the 31. We have 24 left. That means eight in the other three divisions, which is what we have right now. So it's not really a big deal. And also, I hope that the NHL, when it does end up having to realign everything, I guess for lack of a better term, has a little fun with it. Why not? And that's what I did. If you go to VegasHockeyNow.com, if you want to see how I broke it down, I'm not going to talk about it. I can't fit it into a five-minute podcast. But I broke the divisions down, and I rearranged some matchups. I managed to get four original six teams into one division. And I managed to create some rivalries and maybe spark some things. And you know what? Look, we're in a weird time. It's unusual. We just had to have a bubble to hand out the Stanley Cup. I can see that happening again, where if things don't get better, or heaven forbid there's a third wave, maybe it happens again. But a Canadian division, I think, has to happen. I also think they have to be done by the end of June, just because of the Tokyo Olympics. And I realize the ratings in the U.S. would be bigger than they are in Canada for the Olympics, but that's only because Canada has fewer people. So I guess percentage of ratings would be, you know, the same. The Olympics are always a big, big breadwinner for networks. That's why they pay these crazy sums of money for them. And you have to be out of the way of that. NBC's got the Olympics. There's no way the NHL can compete with that. So in trying to put it all together, you realize it's going to be a shortened season. You realize we're probably going to need a Canadian division. And I really do hope the NHL will stretch its brain just a little bit on this one and have some fun with it, because unusual times, these are things we may not ever be able to do or see or experience again. Hopefully we never experience a pandemic like this again. But the unexpected consequences or conditions or ripple effect even of things like this doesn't mean that there can't be good things that come from it. And that is really what I wanted to stress and talk about and say, you know what, at this point, that's what the NHL has to find. There's rumblings that they may want to kick the season off whenever they do kick it off with a big made-for-TV event. There's been talk about playing on Lake Louise up in Alberta. I've been up there. It's beautiful. And it would make sense to have a Battle of Alberta in that setting. And all of that would depend on a bunch of different things. Who knows how they would handle it. But whatever the case is, outdoor game, however they come back to play, it's going to have a different look and feel. And we have to accept that for this year. There's precedence for a 48-game season coming out of lockouts. There's precedence for being able to get everything in, shoehorned into a roughly 5.5-month period. We can do it, but we have to embrace that. And look, I know it's going to be weird. It's going to be hard. There's going to be a lack of revenue, but we already know not only this year, but next year is a flat cap. And it's just where things are going to be. Is it going to cause strife and financial hardship and wonky contracts? Absolutely. But you're going to have to make the best of it. And hopefully the NHL is able to do that. All right, that's it for this Tiny Biscuits. I'm Tom Callahan. Follow me on Twitter at Callahan On Air. And again, Mike Haynes and I are taking a break from the Talking Puck TV show on Sunday nights. We are on Twitch and on YouTube when we do come back. And we will come back probably a week or two before training camp hits. Just kind of jump back into it. But again, that date's a moving target, but we will definitely keep you posted. And again, we appreciate you being here and listening. If you like the podcast, please subscribe wherever you can get your podcasts. Thanks, everybody. Take care. We'll talk to you next time.